Hey everybody, I'm Patrick Villegas.
I'm Abraham Gutierrez.
I'm Erica.
Welcome back to Things We Talk About.
Where we talk about the things that we talk about.
Ah, those were the days though.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah, I still remember going to your house after school, picking up some pizzas, and then just hanging out right there playing video games.
Dude, do you remember what we played, man?
We played a lot of Tiberian Sun.
Fucking Command and Conquer Tiberian Sun.
Yeah.
Oh, that game was good. I was terrible at it, but it was so good.
Yeah. Even though Patrick knew my strategy,
yeah,
he still couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah. Because he's a cheater.
It's not a cheater thing.
Oh, God.
It's not a cheater thing.
Why? Like, God.
Okay, look. This is how the game went, right?
An uninterested observer.
Yeah. You're going to be the victim right now.
Okay.
So the way that the game works is that you have to build up from nothing, right? You have to like harvest all this stuff and like process it to make money.
It's money.
Yeah. Okay. You make money, and that's how you buy things to make it even better and better, right? So you're building a little army,
mm-hmm,
but you have to legit farm it and build it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You harvest resources.
Mm-hmm. So both of you have the exact same stuff. It's just how you use it.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I would do it.
I would disagree with that.
No, it's the same stuff.
And you start out with the same with the same stuff available to you.
Mm-hmm.
However, based on the map generation, one might be closer to the resources than the other, and you actually have to send out a little truck that goes and, like, imagine it cutting down trees.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do that and then bring it back and whatever.
Yeah.
Into your processing plant.
I argue that the game hated me, and it just always put me so far away from resources. Whereas Abraham was just, he was like, oh, I can't see with all these resources. They're in my eyes. Just get them out of my house. So go on.
The way that the map was, too, you would be in an enclosed area,
mm-hmm,
and your whole map was black. You had to go explore all the
stuff.
Yeah. You had to go explore all the stuff in order to open up that map, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can make little vehicles and like go driving, or little cars, go drive out there. There was also helicopters and stuff like that, but you had to build up to that.
Like you have to build the truck to collect the resources, then a silo to house the resources when you got too much, then a mill to, you know,
Jesus,
process.
Okay.
And all of that. And then up to like a truck factory, then a plane factory and a missile factory, all of that, all the way up. Yeah.
So what I would do is I would
cheat,
get a light vehicle, which was a motorcycle first.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had the motorcycle, as I'm harvesting and doing all that, going, sending it to the processing plant, because everything is like click and send it there and you're done with that.
Yeah.
They'll complete the task and you can focus on something else. I would do that and send my motorcycle out, because it was real quick, to go around the perimeter of the whole map. So now I have access to the whole map, or the perimeter of the map.
You couldn't
fly anything over anything black, like over the map.
Mm-hmm.
You can only fly over areas you've already been there with a vehicle.
But you could drive over black.
Yeah.
Got it.
To explore. So since I did the whole perimeter, I would make the helicopter, and I would go from where I was to the opposite corner. So
like
now it flies
cheater
in a straight line, and mm-hmm, it opens up that line, and then I would fly it down and do the opposite way. And now all I'm doing is flying my helicopter so I can get a view of the map
like
to see where
cheater
he is.
Yeah,
it's
yeah
not like a cheater. It's a strategy. And then when I would finally find him, you can
what I would be doing during this time
is waiting for me
is
to take
playing,
him over.
Is playing the game properly and building the truck and the silo.
I was doing that as well.
And all of that. And building my weapons and setting up a perimeter and establishing turrets and, you know, everything. Missiles so that when he comes with his army, we can have an epic battle, an all-out war. And
with my
it'll
army.
It'll be fucking amazing and fun, and that's how the game is. So we're going to do that.
So what I would do, there's a main building in this game, right? Both of us have that main building, and that's what you protect the most. Because if you lose that building, you're done. You can't make anything anymore.
Okay.
So that's the most important part. So what I would do, since I flew over and I saw where all his stuff was.
Like a cheater. Go on.
I would make a subterranean something. It's a subterranean vehicle.
It's a fucking drill.
Yeah,
it's
a drill.
From the the miner from Incredibles. Uh-huh. It's his drill. It's that.
So I would do that. And in order to take over someone's building, you needed to make engineers.
Mm-hmm.
And all you had to do was when you came up, send an engineer in without hopefully him dying.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take over the building and you can let them shoot it out. Or you can hit sell so that you can get some money back. And now just a couple of army dudes go up, but you can sacrifice a couple of army dudes. What I would do to make sure that I was able to take it over in that subterranean thing,
mm-hmm.
I think 6 people fit in there. All of them would be engineers. And as soon as it popped up, I would send all 6 of them rushing that building. So I would
like
get there.
Like a cheater.
I would take over the building and then I would sell it immediately. So now he can't get it back. He can't build anymore. And then slowly pick away at all of his stuff, sending things here and there, and just done. He was just done after
that. And there
that.
Was no way to defend against a subterranean attack. You can't put down, like...
You can put a lot of turrets.
A lot of turrets, yeah, but where?
Because then I can't come up from that area. I don't know if you ever noticed on mine, around my building, I would always put turrets around it, because... Your vehicle can't pop up through there.
Oh, I see. No.
It has to
I
be before, and
I
all
didn't
of them.
Bother with your cheater ways.
I
was just like,
cheater way.
This is going to happen. But maybe today's the day he's going
like,
to play it right.
To build
they
should have
made me an army general.
Because you're you're supposed to do it the right way. Like, what it is I'm the most powerful army in the world. I'm the British Army in 1775 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you're the goddamn drunk rebels making a ruckus across the pond. That's what it is. And it's like, how the fuck are these guys doing it with sticks? And we have a massive army. We know what we're doing here. That's exactly what it was.
We still took over.
How long did that game take? It sounds like it took forever.
I think one match would be like at least an hour.
Oh yeah,
Jesus.
For sure.
Yeah.
And we played a lot of that shit.
Yeah,
that was
we
fun,
did,
man.
We would do that. We would watch movies. We would play some Xbox. I don't remember what games we were playing.
Yeah,
it must have been Halo.
It must have
been. Original Halo,
like,
yeah.
All of it. Like, yeah, just hours and hours of it.
No.
But I don't remember us playing a lot of different games. I just remember playing a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And we watched a lot of TV, a lot of movies and shit like that.
Yeah. Then bedtime came around and we had to be quiet.
Yeah.
And sleep with headphones on.
Yeah.
You want to know why?
Because you guys were loud?
Because... We shared, this is in the garage. We shared the garage with my mom and my stepdad. Mm,
and they would do it.
Bang it.
Ew. Really?
He'd say, hey, honey.
Yeah.
While you guys were in there?
I don't think the kids can hear. They got their headphones on.
Yeah. Both of them were doing it.
That's why it was so traumatizing, because they were both... I still don't know what he was doing.
Who was who in that situation?
Yeah. So gross.
Fun times, though.
Yeah, I bet.
That was so much fun.
Did you guys ever see anything?
No.
No. We knew better than that.
Yeah.
You're better than a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just staring at each other.
No, the TV or the wall.
Yeah, the wall.
The wall was always there.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually.
Honestly,
it was,
yeah, real good times. And that shit was fun.
Yeah, doing that.
Did you have stuff
BB
like
guns
that?
Behind.
I don't remember.
Really?
You don't remember your.
You don't have memories from back then?
Mm-mm.
What's funny is I don't either, from like young childhood or majoritively from high school. I have a lot of memories with you in it, and that's pretty much all I got. Like, even, like, a lot of the stuff from Porterville, I don't remember. I mean, shit, I'm pretty sure that I'm still repressing things. You know, like, there's stuff that just I don't have access to anymore. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Ooh, you should go under hypnosis and
no,
see
I don't
if it'll...
want that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah,
I don't want to know why
I
don't remember.
If I shut it down, keep it shut down, man. I don't need it. I don't want it, dude. I don't... Mm-mm.
I want to go get my cards red or my palm red. I want to go get red.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a line.
You're going to die tomorrow.
Sin azúcar.
Sin azúcar.
That's what it says right there. Yeah. I couldn't think of any other Spanish.
Yeah, but I've been wanting to try that.
Do it.
I kind of want to go to a psychic. That would be pretty cool.
Oh my God, we should do it and Let's then do it. A podcast about it.
Ooh, we should.
But I will not do it. But I will be there.
You won't do it. Why wouldn't you do it?
Because I don't think they tell me that I'm going to die tomorrow.
Well, they won't
tell
you that. They're
not going to tell you you're going to die tomorrow. I'm pretty sure they don't.
They're going to tell you that you're going to meet the man of your dreams and you're going to come into money and all of that shit. Like, they're going to tell you all the good shit that you want to get.
I want to be that rich that
they're gonna
come into
you.
Money.
Yeah, I'm just here for you.
No more tissues.
Yeah.
Ow. But no this paper cut.
Put that tissues? in the guy's guitar box on the street. There you go.
Are they happy tissues or are they sad tissues?
Sad tissues. Yeah, but that'd be cool.
They were happy tissues. Now they make me sad.
Man. But where is Wen around here?
There's a bunch.
Yeah, there's some around Wen. I went to
Hong Kong Plaza. Across the street from there, there's one.
She's been there for a year.
I assume it's she.
Oh,
but they've
there
been
is.
There for years.
Yeah. Or he.
That's why I said I assume it's she.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
there it is.
Yeah. We should. We should probably go to that one. Because the one that I was saying, I saw a sign that was written by hand over at in the parking lot of a grocery store with a phone number on it.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, I kind of want to go to both.
We should, and then see what like the difference is.
And then make them fight.
Yeah.
No, see what the difference is. Maybe one's going to be like, oh, you're going to be rich.
You both saw this fight coming.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to be poor. It's like, I'm trying to use a liar here.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to tell you you're going to be poor, though.
You don't know that.
Oh, how shitty would it be if you go to a psychic and they're like, what you've been having? Prepare for more of it. It's like, oh.
I know. God. They're like, that's not going to be your only last broken bone.
Oh, your only last. You're going to have so many last ones.
Mm-hmm. Only last.
Are they going to be like, right now, the wave that you're riding is at the top.
Yeah. Yeah. We hope you've enjoyed these good times. Because be prepared for heartache. You know?
They pay you for reading your future.
Like, you're going to need it. Trust me.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I'm like, no.
Hey, and then they're just like, oh, I don't want to see that. Yeah, go. That would suck.
Yeah.
But no, are they like that guy, was it John Edwards that did the ghosts and all that stuff where they're just like, I see a person with a Z in their name and you're like,
no, those are mediums.
What's the difference?
One is like they talk to spirits, the other one's just like read the cards.
Oh, I thought they all did spiritual stuff.
They're different people.
Oh, okay. I want to go to a psychic medium. That'd be cool. Where they do both. Like Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost.
Well, or her sister.
Call her up.
Or her sister. Yeah.
Well, she talked to ghosts.
Like in real life?
Probably.
She interviews them on The
on
View.
TV.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah. You never seen that?
No, but that's pretty funny.
On The View, she's sitting there and blah, 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 talking. And then she's like, oh. And that was it. And she's like, well, it's perfectly natural, whatever.
She's got a point. It is.
No, yeah, it is. It's just funny. I think. Farts are funny in general, man. I mean, yeah.
They are what they are.
Yeah, I giggle, but I don't like, I'm not like, oh, they should be embarrassed. I giggle because, yeah, it is
funny.
And then I go, oh, yeah, that's normal.
Yeah.
When I go, okay, like when I went to the hockey game.
You were just
when I went to the sports
right
match.
There, you're heating up your seat.
No, I ended up going to the restroom, and then some guy goes to the stall next to me. And I'm already doing my business, and all I hear is, and he just goes and starts peeing. And I was like, I get it.
Yeah, this is the place for that.
I have those moments. It's not like he's not blowing ass hard or anything. It really
blowing
is just a little.
Hard.
No, even if it is, dude, that's where I put it out. That's
how loose it is.
That's the space for it. Like, you know, I save them up. Well, I'm out and about, and I you know, release them.
Deposit them there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I busted the ghosts. Now I'm putting them in the vault. You know, that's where they go. That's the safe space to house them.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. That's why I got no problem when dudes walk up to the urinal or whatever and just fucking...
Yeah.
Good. This is the time for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you, lady poots or what?
Yeah, no, I don't. Girls don't care.
No?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Chicks are gross. I worked at Home Depot. And
chicks
I used to
are
have to,
gross.
They are. I used to have to clean the restrooms, man. Ladies' room is always. Oh, and you know how bad men's rooms are. ladies' rooms are always worse.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking horrific in there.
Yeah. It's like they go in there blind.
Yeah. It's fucking awful. Like, so
I don't get it. I think it's mostly because a lot of them go in there with children.
No.
No. No. It's not. It's the adults. Blame the kids. Yeah. People are disgusting.
The clids?
It's not the clids.
I don't think they're having clids.
Yeah. All the clids.
Mm-hmm. It's those ladies that are tired of dealing with those kids and thinks it's everyone else's problem. It's like, this is your burden. Now, when I'm out here, it's everyone's problem. That's what it is. And it's like, no, sorry, hun, but that's yours.
Yeah. Well, like the kids are all crazy and everything and she can't handle it. And then people look at her and she's like, oh, I deal with it all the time. So you can bear with it for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like, no, that's mm-hmm. your problem.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You chose this, yep, not me.
Exactly.
Oh, and I totally get your restroom anger. When I ended up going out to celebrate Christian's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. On the top floor, they were gender-neutral restrooms.
Today, hold on. Today, when we went to Starbucks,
uh-huh.
I went and I took a piss, and I was releasing the fucking the poots in there, you know? I'm like, this is the place for it. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was but there's like ladies that are going to come in here. And I legitimately was like, fuck them. They shouldn't.
Poots.
Yeah, they shouldn't. And I pushed and I was like, they shouldn't have a unisex restroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, they deserve this. This is what they wanted. And I was like, fuck it.
This is how I'm going to fight the good fight.
Thank you. Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. So I call upon our listener to... when you're out and about in a unisex restroom, release those poots, man. Fight the good fight. One day we will have no lines in the restroom. Again, none.
God. And it was true. Like, upstairs, huge long line. It was to the point where the only reason I didn't use it, I didn't even know it was like a unisex bathroom, but the only reason I didn't use it is because somebody in our group, he was going to go use the restroom, and we were bowling. He comes back and he's like, yeah, man, I couldn't wait.
Yeah,
that
give me that cup.
Yeah, pretty much. So we ended up going downstairs afterwards, and over there they still had men and women's restrooms. And sure enough, I walk right into the restroom and directly to a stall, and no problem, no nothing. And I was like, oh, yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get it.
I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, you do.
Walking right into a bathroom.
Right into
like
a bathroom.
Being able to go.
Okay, that I got.
Yeah, I don't know, so.
Yeah, I used to know. Future generations won't know.
Yep.
We're the last ones that remember. We're a dying breed.
Yeah, we are the last generation that grew up without internet. So we had to be outside. We had to be playing. We had to be walking down the street with BB guns.
That's true.
In our pants.
I made bows and arrows. Like, I've made that. As a child, I made that, and we shot them, and I got shot in the eye with one. Like, yeah. I don't think kids today do that.
Mm-mm. Nuh-uh.
Wow. Do you as a lady person... Do you lady people do that kind of stuff? You guys fuck around outside, or is it all like the media says, it's all Barbie dolls and easy bake ovens?
No, I remember playing outside because I grew up with Geeky and Gilbert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we would play outside, and then I would come home with a lot of bruises on my legs because mm-hmm. they would always kick me.
Oh, shit.
And I would always bite them in their cheeks.
Makes sense. That's fair.
I remember that game. Let's mm-hmm. kick our cousin.
Yeah. But no, yeah, we would play outside.
You know, I wish I had cousins growing up. That would have been cool. Unless they're dicks. I don't know. But yeah, it would have been cool.
But yeah, I don't remember a lot of things when I was a kid.
What do you remember?
Not much. It was just like bits and pieces.
Hmm.
Like I remember that.
Yeah,
I
thank you.
Yeah.
I'm about to tell you.
Oh, yeah, you just took a really long pause. That's why.
I'm trying to think.
I don't remember anything as a little kid.
Like?
Well, yes, that's why. Only bits and pieces, so I'm trying to remember, and then you interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
It's not interrupting when there's a long pause.
That's my thing. So I remember that I was climbing up a brick wall, and... there was a loose brick up on top, and I slipped and fell, and then that loose brick came after me, and it dug into my side.
It was like, you son of a bitch!
Yeah. And it dug into my side.
We have similar stories.
We were at a...
we don't.
We were at a yard sale, so it was like somebody else's brick wall.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And like it left like this like little hole
mm-hmm.
on the side, And then I remember the next day was like inflamed, and I thought I was growing another boob, and I was really sad, and I was crying.
Man.
Damn.
Yeah. See, Mono can vouch for this story, too. When we were living out in L.A.,
oh, okay.
We used to have, like, the neighbors to the right of us, a huge, well, back then, to me, it was huge. Mm-hmm. I'm sure now I can probably look over it, but the wall was made out of those cylinder blocks, you know?
Yeah,
just normal ones. You fill them up with fucking cement. You have rebar in them. Yeah. And so that was the dividing wall. And I remember our friend lived across the wall. Mm-hmm. So I would just climb up on the wall and then yell, Franklin!
Oh, was that your one black friend?
No. He was, I actually think he was Guatemalan.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
I think so.
Also, it wasn't Franklin.
Yeah.
It was Franklin.
Yeah, it was Franklin, yeah. And so I would call him, then he would come running out, and then, you know, we would start playing. It was, I guess it must have been a specific spot, but yeah, I ran up. I tried to Jackie Chan up the wall because that's what you had to do.
Yeah.
You had to go and then grab the edge of it and pull yourself up. So I ran, I grabbed it, and when I grabbed it, I started leaning back, and I was like, uh-oh, what's going on? Turns out I fell back. That brick came down after me like yours did.
And third boob.
But yeah.
Did you cry about it the next day?
But mine landed right on my toes.
Ooh. Yeah. Dude, that's awful.
Oh, yeah, that's why they're like that. It looks like my feet are throwing up gang signs. No, yeah, it landed right on my foot, and Mono was like, oh, so he went and he called either my mom or my dad or whatever, and then they came back out.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was bad, but yeah, as soon as you were talking about that, like, I didn't remember the story until I was having flashbacks when she was talking about hers.
Yeah.
But yeah, that totally happened.
Mm-hmm. You don't have a brick wall story?
Only with this asshole when he tried to pull me off of one.
And then?
I was climbing over. I'm a big fat guy, so it's hard for me to jump over anything. And we were inside of a school, and I was climbing over, and I was like, oh, this is going to suck getting down because, you know, I'm a big guy. I don't want to just jump because there go my fucking legs buckle, and now I'm in Erica's position, you know? And so I'm coming down on the other side, and he just goes and fucking yanks my leg, man.
Wait, you gotta tell them that you always had a hoodie on.
Wait, okay, you tell the story then because I don't, what does the hoodie have to do with anything?
The way you hit.
Okay,
way you hurt yourself.
We may have two stories.
Oh, okay.
What
continue
you
with yours
about?
Then.
No, you continue with yours.
No, I'll wait until you finish.
I just remember that he fucking yanks on my leg, and one leg stayed up there, and the other started coming down, and it just ripped the shit out of my groin, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
So can you do the splits now?
No.
Oh.
He can do anti-splits, though.
Yeah.
No, yeah, the one I remember was that we were doing that at the time. It was high school. We were running around, going to different schools, fucking around.
Yeah.
And you were jumping a wall, and I started pulling on you because you weren't going fast enough.
Okay.
So I remember you always had a hoodie on with that pocket.
So this is your
front.
MO, man. This is what you do.
Yeah, probably. So you had the pocket in the front.
Yeah.
I remember you jumping down, but when you jumped down, for some weird reason, you always had your hands in your pocket.
Yeah.
So when you jumped down, you just smashed your balls together.
Yeah.
You punched him. And
I
he just goes,
that.
Oh, and he goes straight to the floor.
Yeah,
and I was like, what happened?
Sucked, man. I forgot all about that one. You just fucking bat.
Yep.
Oh, no. It's like that one little thingy at like
it's like
in
a
the
trap
principal's
in Indiana
office.
Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the logs fucking.
Yeah. Or the thing in the principal's office where it just goes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Patrick's balls were in the middle.
Yep.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yep. And you know what's funny is that there's tons and tons of stories of you getting hurt.
Yeah.
But I don't think I ever did.
No, because it was all your fault. That's why. You were the mastermind. You orchestrated this whole thing. That's why you never got hurt.
No.
Yeah.
It was just always, you were always the one that got hurt.
Because it's your fault. Because you did this.
No. Like, is it my fault he jumped on top of the car I was driving?
Why would you jump on top of the car?
Oh, no.
Exactly.
No,
why would he?
No.
Why would he?
Abraham hit me with a fucking car.
No.
That's what happened. Oh, Jesus. This story has been going on for years.
Tell
and
her
years
your
and
version.
Years. The 100% absolute truth, true version.
In Patrick's head.
Is that we used to go, he had his mom's Hyundai. Mm-hmm. And
it was a Daewoo.
Oh, there you go.
And, see, already he doesn't remember the story.
All right, it's a Daewoo. But we used to go to like Jack in the Box or Carl's Jr. or whatever late at night. Like this is right out of high school, right?
What are you doing over there?
She's having a good time. she's enjoying these stories.
Yeah. I'm pushing all
what,
my muscle.
What if I talk like this?
No, because it's cramping. So I'm just pushing on the muscle.
Yeah, push. Oh, yeah. Push on that muscle. Push it real good.
Okay, shut up. Brown chicken, brown cow.
So we used to go to Jack in the Box or Carl's Jr., whatever, late at night all the time. We came back, and we were parked in front of my house, and we're eating, like, on the hood of the car, the trunk of the car, whatever. And at the time, my grandpa used to keep the front clean. Like, that was his thing. That's what he did. We finished with our food, and I put it on the either the trunk or the hood or whatever, and I was like, hey, when you get to the corner, just fucking
gun it.
So it all falls, and it's somebody else's. It's the city's problem now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not our issue.
A litterer.
And he was like, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting to walk inside, and he backs up right in front of, like, my grandpa's truck, hits the brakes, so all the trash falls right there. And
he says all the trash falls, but it was all in a bag, okay?
All
the
of this
bag
trash
fell.
Just strewn about, who knows, innumerable pieces of garbage now blanket the floor.
Mm-hmm. I like how my leg broke
you
in pieces.
Couldn't tell where the road was. There was so much trash.
To this
God,
day,
how did you guys eat?
To this day, we're unsure if there is road there. So he drops all the trash right there. And I'm like, hey, fuck that. Come on, man. So I go pick it up and I put it on the hood. Or I don't remember this part of it. I don't remember how I came to be on the hood. But I was like, take
because
me.
Because I refused. He said, just drop it off over there. And I go, no. Since back then, I was like not about that littering life. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
but
no, I'm not just going to leave it
there. In front of my house.
Because I knew he would pick it up.
Just not down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. And then he jumps on the hood of the car and says, fine, take me down there and I'll leave it.
Which is a viable option.
Instead of getting in the car.
It's weirder when you do it with the pillow.
Can you imagine this?
It's weirder when you do it with the pillow.
Because I'm cold.
Right? It's weirder with the pillow.
Fine. Okay, there.
So, So I'm on the hood and I'm like, all right, take me down there. We'll drop it off and whatever. And then you can bring me back because obvious, you got the car. There's no reason why I should be walking.
Yeah.
So what he does instead is fucking guns it. Everything
nope.
that little day woo's got. Everything that little day woo's got. It must have been supercharged or something because he fucking hits it, man. You know? And we're a good 5 seconds. Tires squealing, smoke billowing, you know what I mean? And fucking guns it and then slams on the brakes, sends me fucking flying onto the concrete. And I'm in an undershirt, mind you.
Concrete, that street was asphalt.
Asphalt, yeah. And so, asphalt. And so, with a H. And so, I go scrape up, get road rash, with a H, all on my arm. And then he releases the brakes and then lets the car come forward, rolling over me. My shoe fucking goes flying. Not over me. Okay, that's an exaggeration. Not over me, but coming to hit me again. Once I'm on the floor, he comes and hits me again. Okay? My shoe goes fucking flying. And then he stops, gets out, and he's like, oh, are you all right? Whatever, whatever. I get up, my arm, the bloody stump of my arm hanging there. And he's like, are you all right? Comes over and fucking smacks me in the road rashed arm. And that's what happened. Then I had to go get my shoe. And that's what happened.
I saw the shoe fly off.
You see? It's the truth, man. It's the truth.
But in my defense, you never tied your shoes.
That's beside the point, man. They stayed on my feet.
A strong wind would have taken your shoe off.
If that strong wind were followed by a car, yeah.
But that's not what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
That's not what happened.
Oh, my goodness.
So to this day, he says, I hit and ran him over with a car.
Not ran me over.
No, you used to say that. Okay. It was to the point where now, the last time you had told the story, I was already on the other side of you. It slowly got further and further.
The story did grow. Okay, but what I said right now is the honest truth.
Nope.
Next time this conversation comes up, the story may grow. Who knows? But for right now, this the absolute truth, 100%. All natural truth.
Pushed you with the car.
No, he threw me from a car, then hit me with a car.
No.
And then smacked my injured arm.
No.
Yeah. And forced me to go pick up my own shoe. Didn't even help with that. Then didn't even take the trash. I still had to throw it away.
I wasn't going to litter.
Like an animal.
So what actually happened was he jumped on the hood. I went and I did go pretty quick, but it was like really, really fast. Mm-hmm. Like I
see, it was really, really fast.
It was real for a short amount of time. I slam on the brakes because I realized I was gonna. Yeah, I was gonna. That's why I was like, oh man, I probably shouldn't do this because he's gonna fly off. So
my reaction so he sends was to me
slam
flying.
On the brake. He went flying off. When he did that, he the did shoe? Go flying forward. As soon as he hit the ground, the shoe went up. It just shot up into the air. And I look at that. And I was still braking. That's why he says that I hit him again. Because I'm focused on the shoe while still braking. The car doesn't just stop suddenly.
Oh, God. Oh, apparently it does. Stop sudden enough to fling me from the hood.
But then afterwards... I forgot he had road rash on that arm.
He forgot that he just hit me with a fucking car.
And I apologized. Seconds. And I went, I'm sorry, man. And
seconds.
It was the road rash arm. And I was like, oh, shit, I forgot.
So you can see how these stories mesh up pretty well, man. Mm-hmm. What I said 100% happened.
No.
Yes.
No, not true. Okay, so why were you on the hood in the first place?
I don't remember. I was concussed from the accident. What happened shortly before or shortly thereafter that, I am unsure. But of the events, 100% clear, 100% clarity is what I have. Has your friend ever hit you with a car?
Mm-mm. No. Never. Because I've never jumped on a car before.
Oh, that's smart.
Well.
That's really smart.
We have a car outside.
I can't jump.
No, true.
We'll jump on a scooter.
We'll fling you, yeah.
Oh, man.
Scooter's like, nope, not having this.
The scooter was also like, I better not brake real hard or else she's going to go flying.
And then when Patrick almost drowned.
No.
I thought he knew how to swim.
No.
Only because he said, hey, yeah, I know how to swim.
I know how to swim.
He didn't know.
I 100% know how to swim.
He's trying to look cool.
But
excuse me.
I forgot.
Just don't swim with my legs. Okay?
I don't swim with my legs. That's fine.
It's all arms. That's it. Okay. It's all arms. I don't swim with my legs. I don't like to. Sounds so weird, but that's the truth. I don't use my legs.
Who needs them?
Yeah. I don't use my legs. Aw. I don't use my legs in the water. I use only my arms. No problem. I mean, obviously, I stand and all of that, of course, but swimming.
Oh, see, now the story changes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So what happened is... What had happened was his aunt used to live... you have friends on other sides of walls.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing he does.
Yeah.
His aunt lived behind my nana, and it was separated by a brick wall. And his aunt had a pool, so we used to go over there all the time to go swimming and hang out. I'm swimming, having a good old time. Just like, hey, man, we're just hanging out, lounging, chilling out, relaxing by the pool.
Mm-hmm. Shooting some
b-ball
outside of the school. Yep.
Yeah.
And that's what we were doing.
With a couple of guys.
And this
start making trouble in your neighborhood?
Yeah, they started.
Not a couple of guys. One motherfucker sitting right here to my right started making trouble in the neighborhood.
In the pool.
In the pool. Because what he does is come up from behind me or underneath or whatever, because it's water,
mm-hmm.
grabs my legs and drags me down.
No.
To Davy Jones's locker.
Already know.
Yeah, and just holds me there for an indeterminate amount of time.
I grabbed you with my arms?
Indeterminate amount of time.
Your arms?
No.
Yeah. I can only say indeterminate so many times. An indeterminate amount of time
mm-hmm.
till I'm blue in the face, okay?
And he does.
Struggling. I may have. Again, that moment, very unclear. But the rest of it, absolute clarity. And then I finally fight my way from death's grip to the surface to glorious God-given air and survived. And here I am to tell the tale. No thanks to you.
What actually happened was we were hanging out in the shallow end of the pool.
No.
And I said, hey, you know how to swim, right? And he goes, yeah. So I was like, all right, cool. So I do what I do, and I wrap my legs around him.
Oh, yeah.
No.
And I started using my arms and going towards the deep end.
No.
And he was like, huh? He started leaning forward so that I wouldn't pull him.
No.
But it's in water and Patrick has bad balance.
No.
So he started going in the deep. And when he couldn't reach the floor anymore, all I hear is, so I was like, he said he can swim. What happened? So I turn around and he's just head in and out of the water. And I was like, I don't think he can swim. So I pushed him back.
No.
And he was like,
you're like free willy, pushing him back.
That's not what happened at all.
That's exactly what happened.
Nope.
Can we take a break? I gotta pee.
Yeah.